Pasco. I'm here with James Corkery, the Vice President of CC No. 1. CCC No. 1 is celebrating their 50th anniversary. How cool is that?
It's pretty interesting. You don't get buildings anymore that really last, or you think about it, that last that long. So it's very interesting and very exciting, I guess.
And it's very cool to connect with the first high-rise condominium in Canada, because back in the day that must have been a rather odd concept to build shared space like we have today. So tell me about your journey with CCC No. 1. Obviously you weren't here at the beginning?
Yeah, so I only got a short stint. I think I got 6 or 7 years here. It's been an interesting experience. I came from a rural community, so a living shared community is not something that I was too much familiar with, but being in a small community like this is very similar. Everybody's a neighbor and everybody still kind of knows your business, so it's always the fun joys of small living. But then I became on the board and I started to see the building for itself and what it really became over the years, and how it established its own function within the city.
So how did you either get convinced or persuaded or coerced, arm twisted, to actually serve on the board of directors?
I have some construction background, so I asked some questions directly about structural issues or structural components within the building in an AGM meeting, and it seemed like no one else was actually asking those kinds of questions. So afterwards they had an opening. They had asked me if I would like to just sit around and see if I would want to be a part of it until I was actually elected. Everybody seemed to accept me in there, so it's a working board, right? Like, everybody seems to work together, not as one.
Well, that's the way boards are intended to work, isn't it? They don't always, but that's great to hear that the first condo in Canada has a great board like yours.
Yes, absolutely. That's what functions. That's what makes us function, keeps us alive for 50 years, really, is that we have boards that all work as one. We give each other titles mostly because it's mandatory, but if we only had director 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, it wouldn't make a difference.
What advice would you give to, say, one of your fellow owners or to someone else living in a condo about why they should volunteer for their board?
It's a good sense of pride. You own your condo, but to really understand the whole building and how it all functions, and to understand the community aspect, that you're not just doing something for yourself, you have to think about everybody involved. Our pool was a perfect example. The pool is not just for young people, it's for everybody. But our pool was built in the 60s, right? So there was no building code or wheelchair accessible codes or anything like that. So we had to redo our pool. We had to think of everybody involved. Like, everybody needs to be able to get into that pool and enjoy it. And that's how every thought is into that method, right? How can you get everybody to enjoy it, not just yourself, because you like it?
Well, you have a great property here. I'm super envious. So say a little bit about the celebration today. It looks like it's just getting started. There's lots of people coming.
So we have the councilman and I believe a representative from Mayor Jim Watson. I believe they're going to speak. We got a few other residents who are original owners. They're in their mid-90s, I believe. So they've seen a thing or two, and they can definitely teach us some great knowledge of what not to do and what we have accomplished over the years. So there's lots to see. We got food and drinks and everything else to go with it. So hopefully the weather holds out.
Yes, we've already had one major rainstorm before it started, and another little tinkle, so fingers crossed it's not going to rain anymore. So thank you, James. I know you're busy. It's a very busy day.
Thank you for having me.
Looks like
they might be setting up, so
I better let you go, and thank you again.
Thank you.